We leave the ones we love, the communities that we know, our food, our places of worship, and the places we first fell in love to navigate life in a hostile land. We leave often not because we want to, but because we are pushed by the economic forces shaped by centuries of plunder and colonial exploitation that shape our realities today. We leave Africa, for example, the site of countless materials, timber, agricultural resources, where the average African household income, according to the World Bank, is $762 a year. So we leave home, and many of us face unspeakable horrors. At the U.S.-Mexico border, the plight of Black migrants is compounded by anti-Blackness in the communities they find themselves. While waiting for their asylum cases to be processed, many are raped, preyed on gangs, and the use of an app that precludes darker-skinned applicants from applying for asylum. As such, we implore the Permanent Forum to appoint an ombudsman that reviews the use of facial recognition technologies in application for asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border and beyond. We also continue to call for the UN EMLR and our special rapporteur to prioritize this in the next decade to visit the U.S.-Mexico border and advocate for the humane treatment of our brothers and sisters in these so-called detention camps. Thank you for this forum, and thank you for your advocacy, and may the beautiful struggle be the freedom dreams of our children. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Vamda Menezes. Vamda Menezes.
Aqui. Vanda Menezes, Rede de Mulheres Negras de Alagoas e Coalizão Negra por Direitos. No documento da Coalizão Negra por Direitos, em contribuição aos debates deste terceiro fórum afrodescendente, há relato de que o Estado brasileiro, alinhado às tendências globais, expõe